From the Sky News Centre at 2, Israel's defence ministers warned Tehran will burn if Iran continues to fire missiles at Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. At least two people have died and dozens were injured during overnight retaliatory strikes on Israel's largest cities. It's after IDF warplanes attacked Iranian nuclear sites. Israeli Foreign Affairs spokesperson Oren Mar-Morstein says there's a clear difference between the two styles of military attack.
The Iranian regime is targeting population centers. We are doing everything possible to avoid harming civilians. The Iranians are going after civilians.
The Kings requested a minute's silence at the Trooping the Colour in tribute to those killed in the Air India crash. Black armbands have also been worn by the head of state and senior royals riding in the ceremony in Whitehall. More than 1,000 servicemen are taking part in the military display. Our royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills is in central London.
I suspect there was a sense that, yes, today is all about celebration, pomp, pageantry, and they maybe didn't want that to seem too distasteful at this obviously very difficult time for those who been involved in the Air India crash.
Meanwhile, British air accident investigators have arrived in India to help determine what caused the Air India jet to come down. It crashed shortly after taking off on Thursday. More than 900 migrants arrived in the UK on small boats yesterday. It means more than 16,000 asylum seekers have made the journey across the Channel so far this year. Harrods is preparing to take legal action against the estate of its former owner, Mohammed Al-Fayed. The multi-million pound legal bill for compensating his alleged sexual abuse victims is continuing to rise. And darts world champion Luke Littler has been awarded an MBE for services to the sport on the King's Birthday Honours List. Former England captain David Beckham has been given a knighthood. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
If you live in Basildon or Brentwood, you have free access to the Sound Doctor films about health. There's advice from international experts. There are more than 250 top quality short films on diabetes, COPD, dementia, back pain and other conditions to help you understand more about them and give you lots of practical tips and advice. Go to livewellcampaign.co.uk and follow the Sound Doctor link.
Music. All the stuff that I like to listen to just makes people feel good.
Now on DAB across Essex. Gateway Community. Gateway 97.8. Pride Matters. Brought to you by Basildon Pride on Gateway 97.8.
The bathroom mirror's laughing at me, 'cause she knows that I'm just one drink away from your sheets. And I told myself I wouldn't be here again, but here I am falling for a future ex. It's bad, but I think I'll get another glass, 'cause you're hot and I'm stupid. I know what's good for me and you're not, but I'll do it. Baby, you're hot and I'm stupid. I'm stupid. You're wearing your red flags on your sleeve, but if I rip off your shirt, I won't even see. You're a beautiful carnage. You could do a lot of damage, but if you're heavy-handed with me, I think that I can handle the heat. And it's bad, so bad, but I wanna be. She knows that I like the way I look in your sheets.
we're hot and stupid.
Well, how about that for an absolute tune to start off Pride Matters? Beth McCarthy, yeah, hot and stupid.
To be fair, we love Beth McCarthy on the show. I don't think we could honestly ever say a bad word against her.
No, there's not a bad word we can say about her. She is an absolute icon.
Yeah, and honestly, if you have never heard of Beth McCarthy before, please go check out her back catalogue. We love Hot and Stupid. We love Goodbye.
Rewards on how bye is spelt.
Yeah, free guesses. But yeah, we just love everything that Beth comes out with. And again, Beth McCarthy, absolutely worth checking out. She does amazing music in its own right, but also quite a lot of songs like about LGBT either issues or identities or whatever it might be. So yeah, absolutely one who should be in your playlist. If you have tuned in deliberately to a show called Pride Matters, sponsored by Basildon Pride, of course, here on Gateway 97.8, where we discuss Pride Matters both locally, nationally and internationally and everything in between, because Pride, of course, does matter.
And we do talk about the good, the bad and the ugly. And
there's a little bit of that today.
There's a bit of the good and there's a bit of the bad in today's show, but we'll cover that a little bit later on in the show, so don't worry about it too much. That's what me and Kurt's worry about. We spoke about this beforehand.
Yes, so there are a couple of things that we do need to talk about on today's show. A couple of noteworthy dates, one of which has just gone and one of which is tomorrow, to be precise. One good, one not so good. We'll probably do the not so good one first.
We'll get
so at least
not so good one done out of the way first.
Yeah, at least we get to end on a high at the very least.
How have you been though, Kurt?
I've been good.
It's been a whole week since I saw you last.
I know. Yeah, I've been good, all the better for having a break from you. And I'm kidding. But yeah, one of the things we are going to be doing a lot on today's show, we don't have loads to talk about, just those couple of noteworthy dates and then a couple of little things besides. But to be fair, more than anything, we are, and I cannot believe this, pretty much nearly halfway through Pride Month already. And we are
one of them anyways.
Yeah, and we are deep in the celebrations and the festivities and all that. And hope you've been having an awesome Pride Month already, or hopefully you've got some great activity planned for the remainder, or, you know, the ongoing Pride celebrations that happen throughout July, August and September. Basildon Pride Festival is in September. But yeah, whatever it might be doing, if anything, we just want to keep those good vibes going. So we have got some absolute anthems coming your way between now and the end of the show. Like I say, a few things to talk about as well, but we want to get more tunes than the average bear on today. So I say, why wait? Let's get some more on.
Oh, I've got the best playlist lined up.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Let's see how well this actually holds up. But
I can almost feel the doubt creeping in as you said that. I think I've got the best playlist.
Let's have a little think.
Look, I know what you're playing next. You're starting off strong.
Let's have a little bit of belief, shall we? No hints on what the song's going to be. I think I gave it away.
No matter how hard I try,
with Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
For two absolutely iconic songs, I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry and Cher with Believe.
Anthems, not the word for it.
Anthems, I don't care what anyone says. If you want to have a little bit of a boogie, by all means, we won't judge in terms of dancing. In all fairness, Kurt got to see me dance because I'm a bit of a weirdo like that.
Yeah, let's be honest. Be very glad that this is radio.
Yeah. I'm glad that it's radio as well, because otherwise everyone else would have seen my embarrassing dancing. So
my phone's on charge at the other side of the studio as well, otherwise trust me, that was getting live streamed.
Oh god, to be honest, I would have just hidden. I would have just, like, found somewhere to hide. We'll run out of studio and continue to dance.
There is nowhere to hide in the Gateway offices, Alex. I've been here 18 years. I know every nook and cranny, my friend.
That is true. That is true. Well, I am also quite skinny and can make myself quite small as well. So if need be, I can do so. Now, we did say we have some good and bad news.
We are going
to have to get the bad news out of the way first.
I don't want to do too much doom and gloom, but if we've got to address the bad, and we do have to address the bad, I'd rather do the bad first. Yeah.
Get it out of the way. Don't have to think about it. We can play a couple of absolute tunes to try and cheer everyone back up, and then we can get onto the good
exclusively
side.
Good vibes from that point onwards. Yes, I agree. So, it is the 14th of June today. Seriously, how are we almost halfway through Pride Month already?
Don't ask, I don't know.
But a couple of days ago, on Thursday, it marked a really prominent date, the anniversary of a really prominent date in terms of the bad side of LGBT history, particularly in the United States, but it is something that is worth mentioning. So, 12th of June marked Pulse Remembrance Day. Now, you might not, that name might not mean anything to you, but a little bit of background for Pulse. So, on the 12th of June 2016, absolute tragedy that impacted not just the LGBTQ plus community, but also the Latin community in America as well. So, Pulse Remembrance Day, observed annually on 12th of June, commemorates the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, where 49 people were killed and many others injured.
How many?
49 killed, many others injured on top of that. So, time of remembrance, reflection, and recommitment to action in the fight against gun violence in the state, and especially hate-motivated violence
Which, to be honest, any violence in general is disgusting, as well as any hatred is disgusting, especially towards the LGBT community. We are targeted like there's no tomorrow. What people don't realise is the LGBT community gets a fair chunk of that hatred. And it's unfair.
We looked at the hate crime statistics fairly recently, and a lot of them have plateaued or gone down. The homosexual hate crime was relatively steady, down slightly. However, trans hate crime was up slightly as well.
Yeah, to be honest, that was kind of expected.
So I wish it wasn't, but
I
think because of those statistics, still, even the ones that have gone down have arguably not gone down enough. So because of that, and of course, major events like that, not even 10 years ago in 2016, the nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, Pulse was the nightclub in question. So Pulse Remembrance Day, remembering those 49 people who were unfortunately killed. There's many things that happened and happen every year on Pulse Remembrance Day, including a remembrance ceremony. There's always a community rainbow run as well, celebration of unity and resilience following the Pulse tragedy. The community rainbow run, it honours the victims, their family, survivors, and the first responders as well. Again, it's still baffling that hate crimes on that scale happen for not even a decade on. So Pulse Remembrance Day, 12th of June. So again, if you yourself or you know anyone who was affected by that, obviously thoughts out to you. And absolute tragedy, still very much deserves to be remembered for all the wrong reasons. But thankfully, that is the only bit of bad stories that we have for today's show.
Very fortunate on that. When Kurt said to me, oh yeah, there's a bit of bad news, I looked at him, and if looks could kill, if looks could kill, Kurt would have perished on the spot.
If there's one silver lining this, it might be a bad story, but at least it's not a fresh bad story.
Yeah, it is. It's got a couple of years to it, but it's still
at least something
that needs to be spoken about.
At least there's nothing hot off the presses that's getting my blood boiling at the moment.
Unlike the event that we shall not mention on radio in the United Kingdom.
No, let's not. Let's move on. Let's get on to the good stuff, eh?
Let's get on to the good stuff. I've got a couple of tunes lined up, and I think I've left the subtitles on again.
I see your lips moving, can't hear what you're saying. Look down at my shoes and the rhythm keeps playing. In the back of my mind, on my phone beat, behind my phone, behind. The lights are too loud, the sound so bright. I'm grieving the rest of my life, deceiving myself just to feel alright. And it gets better. I take it back. Comprehension is become free with instructions. I'm sick of soul searching, just trying to function. It's crazy how it's taking till 25, faking that I'll be alright, because I'll be alright. And maybe if I try more, and maybe if I ignore the headache that's stuck in the back of my mind, that I tremble to get tight, my nostril is head down, finding my breath, and that's the life coming so. Comprehension is what that we like. Play the captions and
like. Comprehension is something we like. Play the captions and turn down the dialogue. No distractions, just turn the subtitles on.
Pride Matters with Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold, only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Another two iconic tunes. We had Noah Finch with Subtitles, and just to make everyone feel old, we had Smash Mouth with All Star, which All Star wasn't originally written for Shrek, was it?
No, it was originally written for Mystery Men with Ben Stiller and I think Hank Azaria was in it as well. See, was it 1999 or 2000? Shrek was 2001, if memory serves you right.
Shrek was 2001.
So yeah, Smash Mouth All-Star, yeah, was written for Mystery Men. So yeah, easily a year or two beforehand. Also featured in the movie Rat Race as well. It's featured in the Inspector Gadget film.
For Rat Race, it's in the end credits.
Yeah, yeah. But so, spoiler alert for this, you know, over 20-year-old film. Towards the end of Rat Race, they stumble onto the stage midway through a Smash Mouth concert. And then Smash Mouth basically perform All-Star live over the end credits.
Which, to be honest, funny as anything.
And but yet, Shrek is love, Shrek is life. It will always and forever be associated with that swamp door first opening.
Especially the way it just bangs opened.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Yeah. No notes. Perfect intro to a franchise, to a character. And I don't care about the redesigns. I am excited for the new Shrek movie as well.
It wasn't the only Smash Mouth song that made its way into the first Shrek film.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Believer was in the end of the film.
Yeah, brilliant cover of the Monkees, I'm a Believer. I thought that was the original for the longest time because, of course, I was just a wee nipper when that film first came out. That's a terrible accent, and I'm sorry to any Scots listening.
I am offended. As the Scot in the room, I am offended.
Well, I didn't think it was that bad.
It was terrible.
But, yeah, I thought that the Smash Mouth version was the original version until I heard the Monkees version. But, yeah... honestly, that first Shrek movie is amazing. And again, I'll say it, I'm looking forward to the fifth. I know a lot of people are up in arms about the character redesigns. I've got
some criticisms, but not that many. And one theory that I've discussed multiple times, especially considering how some of it's played out. So, my theory is, and this pans in from Shrek the Third, when Shrek and Fiona have their children. Two of
yes.
them have blue eyes and one of them have brown, if I remember that right around.
Fergus, Fargal, and...
I can't remember what the third
and
one...
And whatever one yeah. of them... Yeah, the third one was called. I can't remember. That's really bad.
I have a theory that one of Shrek and Fiona's children is transgender.
I've seen this theory, yes. Oh, yeah.
I could be right, I could be wrong, but I do know one thing. They've picked a really good actress, and it's the one actress that Tom Holland stole from the Marvel set, and that was Zendaya.
Yeah, loads of people take their superhero suits home with them. He took Mary Jane with him. So Zendaya is playing Shrek's daughter. Now, of course, in Shrek 3.
So they have two sons and a daughter.
Yeah, so of course everyone's saying, oh, that's just a daughter growing up. But they say, look at the eye colour.
Yes.
And
back and watch Shrek the Third.
Yeah, so the daughter that Zendaya is playing in the new trailer has, correct me if I'm wrong, brown eyes.
I believe so. It's either brown eyes or blue eyes. It's one of the two. I'll double check that. And
but the actual, whichever one it is, the actual girl baby in Shrek the Third has the other colour. So if it's brown in the new one, it's blue in Shrek the Third. If it's blue in the new one, it's brown in Shrek the Third. But basically...
I'll double check that. I'm curious now.
So basically, the girl baby was the only baby that had a different eye colour out of the three. However, the daughter that Zendaya is playing in the new film has the same eye colour as the boy babies.
Actually, hang on. Thinking about it, Shrek had brown eyes. Fiona had blue eyes. The boys took on Shrek's eyes. The girl took on Fiona's eyes.
There's an easy argument to make. Option A, genuine oversight on the animator's front. Didn't think we'd scrutinise it that heavy. Option B, Shrek's daughter is trans. And, maybe we're making a mountain out of a molehill with this, but it'd be nice. It'd be a nice bit of representation.
It's a really good theory.
It's out there.
I don't care what anyone thinks about it. It's a theory. We're allowed our own opinions.
And for the record,
if you don't like it, then...
And for the record, we're not those people who are going to turn around and say that if it's not that and it was a genuine oversight and they just forgot the eye colour of the baby, we're not going to get up in arms and say, oh, you had an opportunity to do trans representation and you didn't take it. Look,
DreamWorks have become quite friendly towards the LGBT community over the past 20
exactly.
years.
Exactly. They've got a lot of good graces in their favour anyway. And also, Shrek did have a daughter, so this could just be the daughter growing up. It might have just been a genuine blooper that they forgot about the eye colour. And if that's the case, fair. But if it does turn out that Shrek's daughter is trans, what can I say? I'd love to say you heard it here first, but you didn't. It's been on the socials all over the place.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice. You never know. Speaking of stuff that's nice, by the way, we started things off with a bit of bad news, and I wanted to get it out of the way early doors, but we do have some nice stuff as well.
So, tomorrow... I'm actually going to pull this up properly.
15th of June,
the anniversary of the... Now, this is a bit of a mouthful here. Anniversary of the US Supreme Court Bostock decision expanding protections to LGBTQ employees. Kurt, you have a bit more information on that.
I do, yeah. So, a lot of stuff in the US today. June 15th, as Alex says, marks the anniversary of the Bostock decision in the US Supreme Court, which... Long story short, yes, it expanded LGBT rights in terms of discrimination. Specifically, Gerald Bostock was an individual who was fired from his job after he expressed an interest in a gay softball league at work. That was the long and the short of it.
Seriously?
Basically, dude was fired for being gay.
Wow. Wow. Just wow.
Yeah, and this is the good bit of news.
I'm not surprised, it's a miracle.
This is the good bit of news. Following his firing, he obviously went to court over it. The local courts, the lower courts, originally followed a precedent which basically meant he didn't have a leg to stand on. However, they elevated it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court officially ruled, so it was now written into law as an amendment of the Constitution, that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects employees against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, which means, officially, in US Supreme Court precedent now, as of, and this is what's going to get your goat, as of 2020, 15th of June 2020 was this case. So it was as of then that it officially got written into US law.
It was in the middle of COVID, basically, that it got written in.
Pretty much.
Really?
But here's the thing. 5 years ago, it was finally written into US law officially that their Civil Rights Act covers sexual orientation and gender discrimination. By comparison, the Equality Act of 2010 in the UK covers any form of discrimination, harassment, or even indirect discrimination for a variety of different characteristics, including race, religion, and, oh yes, sexual orientation and gender. We had it in writing 15 years before the states did.
How? So America claimed to be better than us at everything. Clearly not, because we've had this rule written in longer than they have.
So basically, the problem that the US had is they had the Civil Rights Act 1964, which obviously had been around for a hot minute by that point. However, it was not, although it covered various forms of discrimination and harassment and the like as well, it was never explicitly stated that sexual orientation and gender identity was covered within it. It was just assumed. So, of course, if anyone got sacked for sexual orientation or gender identity, courts were able to look at that act and say, well, there's nothing that says sexual orientation in it, so therefore your case doesn't stand. And it was only in 2020, off of this Bostock case, that the Supreme Court's finally wised up and said, yeah, we're probably going to make it official at this point, so there's no argument anymore. Sexual orientation and gender identity is covered by that act.
So, all in all, although the case initially didn't have a leg to stand on, fortunately they raised it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And it got written into law.
Yeah.
So.
And arguably it was always covered by that act, but there was nothing clear-cut in writing about it. Yeah. So
it was kind of a bit of a grey area with the US.
Exactly, laws. Yeah. And, you know, cases and courts in the past were able to kind of exploit that grey area to mean that, you know, some of these cases ended up getting thrown out. So it is good news, all things considered, because it led to a major change for the better in terms of LGBT rights in the workplace especially. And again, you can argue those rights were always covered, but it is surprising that it took until 2020 for them to wise up and patch the loophole that was in there.
Pretty much, yeah. Which, to be honest, that loophole should have been patched long ago.
I said 15 years earlier on, by the way, that we had it. Of course, it's 15 years between the Equality Act and now. It's obviously 10 years that we had it before the states.
Yeah.
I'll wisen myself up and correct myself on that one.
Yeah, I was about to say, you might want to correct yourself there.
Quick maths.
I deliberately say quiet.
See, we had it a decade earlier. Weird. But yeah, good news there on the Bostock case here. And yeah, tomorrow marks the 5-year anniversary of that all-important Supreme Court hearing in the states. Quite a few other dates, though. Worth keeping an eye on as well. Stuff in general, actually. Again, it is Pride Month at the moment, and again, we're celebrating loads over the course of the coming weeks. But few other dates that are worth keeping an eye on. So, in no particular order, here's a few things that you might want to note. Of course, tomorrow does mark the anniversary of the Bostock decision. There might be some other things that are happening on the 15th as well.
Speaking
yes,
of,
you know it.
Speaking of events, we loved seeing you yesterday the Pride Month party and quiz night, and we are hoping that we get to see you again next Friday at the karaoke and curry night at Mintu Indian Restaurant from 6:30 until 8:30.
Thanks for the reminder. But yes, so
let's see if you can actually beat Kurt and Nash there to the buffet.
Yeah, you're going to have to fight me. So tomorrow, 15th of June, yes, it's the anniversary of the Bostock decision. decision. Also, something else you might have noticed on the 15th of June, a very important day across the country. Uh-oh. A very important day for many. Yes, you know it. You've probably seen it advertised many places, and hopefully you got your cards and presents and celebrations
celebrate. Oh, yes, it's Father's Day.
I was going to go with National Beer Day, but... no, it is Father's Day, of course it is. But no, my holiday, National Beer Day, Beer Day Britain 2025 is also, and I'm sure this is a total coincidence, on Father's Day.
To be honest, a nice cold beer doesn't go amiss.
Oh, absolutely. Get down the beer gardens. Hope the weather's good tomorrow as well.
I really hope it is.
Also, by sheer coincidence, it was also the date that the Magna Carta was sealed in 1215. There you go, the more you know.
I don't know about you, but I think it's time for another couple of songs.
I think it is as well.
But, are you feeling loved, Kurt?
Well, by you always.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way.
Thank you. Matters with Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Well, how about that? For two absolutely iconic songs, we had I Want to Break Free by the absolutely fabulous Queen, and we had Sam Smith, I Feel Love.
Brilliant cover. I mean, I'd argue cover. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but Sam Smith does that justice.
It does do a lot of justice to the original.
So, already we're careening towards the tail end of the show, but
I know, it's scary how quickly an hour can pass.
Still got some more anthems to get on before the end of things, and a few other dates worth mentioning as well. So it's been all about the notable dates today. So firstly, if you missed us talk about it earlier on, tomorrow marks the anniversary, the five-year anniversary of the US Supreme Court Bostock decision, where it expanded LGBT rights when it comes to discrimination in the workplace. Also tomorrow, it is Father's Day, but you knew about that bit already. It is also National Beer Day, and that is my holiday right there.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely.
Get yourself down the beer gardens. But also, worth a mention, a couple of other dates that are coming up between now and the next show.
We have the curry night next Friday from 6:30 until 8:30 at the Mintu Indian Restaurant down Whitby Way.
You beat me to it.
If you want food, be there before Kurt and Ash get there.
I was going to say,
aim for 6. It's £25 per ticket. If you go on to basildenpride.co.uk and go to the What's On tab, have a look for our curry night. You can find all the information there. It will take you to Eventbrite where you can pay for your ticket. £25 a ticket, you're basically paying for your meal.
Yeah, you get the full food experience, and then we'll shove the mic in your hand so you can belt out some of your favourite tunes as well.
Kurt away from that goddamn microphone.
I was going to say, the Pride Matters crew might just be down there, and if I am, you're going to have to wrestle the mic off of me, or, you know, just bribe me with some curry. That also works.
Yep, bribe Kurt with some curry. He's food motivated. I've noticed that.
Oh, yes. So again, Mintu Indian Restaurant, Whitmore Way, Basildon, from 6:30 on Friday. You might just see me down there. But another date that's happening over the course of the week, a couple of days earlier, in fact, on Wednesday, June the 18th, it is... Now, of course, we always say we're all about Pride Matters here on Pride Matters, and it's Autistic Pride Day on the 18th of June.
It's what?
It's Autistic Pride Day. International Autistic Pride Day. Every year, organisations from across the globe celebrating Autistic Pride Day on the 18th of June with a variety of events. The aim of the day, of course, to raise awareness amongst those who are not on the autistic spectrum. Those who are not necessarily with autistic spectrum disorder, but again, they are somewhere on the autistic Asperger's spectrum.
I think I know what I'm going to be talking about next week.
Yeah. So it's to raise awareness amongst those who are not necessarily autistic themselves in any way, and so don't necessarily fully understand autism and the various micro distinctions between different elements of that spectrum. I think a lot of people understand severe autistic, but of course, the more functioning autistic, a lot of people don't recognize
it as autistic.
Exactly.
Now, I do apologise in advance for next week. If I seem a little bit on the rushed side of things, after I'm done at the studio next week, I have got a very long train journey ahead of me. I'm going up to Birmingham to spend some time with my boyfriend.
How dare
you? But don't worry, I'll be back in time for next week's show. I'll be back in time for the show on the 28th. So do not worry about that. You can't get rid of me for that long.
Oh, yes. And by the way, sticking with Autistic Pride for the moment, always worth mentioning again, autism. Again, I think people's understanding of autism is significantly better than it used to be as well. I find a lot of workplaces are very good at doing reasonable adjustments nowadays and actually recognising some of the perks of having autistic people on their team as well, because there's a common phrase used, autism is a superpower, and it really can be as well.
At the moment, I'm sat behind a desk, I'm multitasking like crazy, I'm watching 4 different screens, making sure everything's going perfectly fine, whilst talking and listening to what Kurt's got to say, and picking up tunes.
And special props as well will always go to Gateway's own Aston Avery, who's kind of our resident autism advocate.
Yeah.
Give the man a follow on all the socials and you'll see a lot of stuff in terms of raising awareness for autism and autism pride in general as well. So yeah, Aston Avery, absolutely a guy who is worth a follow.
Yes, definitely.
And one more thing. 20th of June might be our curry night, but also it's Bring Your Dog to Work Day. to all the people who, like me, have a fur baby at home, I'm going to see if I can lean on my workplace, Gateway
just
Management, if you're listening.
Just badger them.
I'm going to see if I can lean on the managers here at Gateway to let me bring my little fur baby in with me. I'll bring my little snorky daisy in.
Oh, God, to be honest, I don't think that will end too well, but there's only one way to find out.
If you hear barking in the studio on next week's show, it's because I succeeded on Friday and still have her here in the studio on Saturday.
Oh, that is for definite. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. We have got to be... we are getting angry looks yet again.
People with the angry looks. Will a schnorky make things better?
Or will a nice cup of coffee make you feel better?
If I bring my dog in, can I change that? No, apparently no. Bringing the dog in will not change the angry looks. We better get a shift on.
Angry looks. We have got one absolute tune lined up, and I know exactly what I'm going to pick. In the meantime, we'll see you again next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H.
Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, bullied, or teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this
way. No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or
Matters with Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Happy.
on your mobile apps on 97.8. And now on DAB. This is Gateway.